Welcome to another episode of The Hitler and the Jew. In a short while, you will gasp in awe at the sheer brilliance of these two podcasters. But before you can sit and stare and gawp at the sheer genius of these two, a short musical interlude.
Okay. Hello and welcome to show number
24.
We just got, Mini Jew and I just got back from Annapolis, and the Hindu is back.
From India.
From India. In case you didn't notice from the last few shows. So, not much has been going on lately. I've been doing the schoolwork that's due. School starts for us.
Tomorrow. We're so bummed.
Tuesday, the
6th.
Everybody's
bummed
out. 7th. 6th. 6th.
Fine, I don't know.
You just have to disagree with me. Okay, so, school's starting.
Wait, I don't get headphones? Assignments.
We don't need them. School assignments, and nobody really wants to do anything. We're all very unexcited about school starting up. And whatnot.
It's horrible.
It's awful. We have to wake up at like 6:30, so we can be at school by 7:20. Begin our day.
Yay!
It's like somebody has a case of the Mondays.
Tuesdays.
I've got a case of the Mondays today. Who is that?
Kashi.
Kashi.
Don't lie.
Kashi.
Dude, what the hell, man?
That's disgusting.
Go to the bathroom, seriously. That's
Kashi.
The second time you've done that.
That was rancid.
Jeez.
If you hold a man, they'll bring more friends.
God. So, anyways, we just concluded that we have 60 listeners.
60?
0.1.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
That's what I was doing. I was
all
dividing
right.
The number of down.
Yes,
the-
I realize.
Okay, so we have about 60 constant listeners, so that's really cool. So anyone who's
dude!
You're one of 60, and you're one of the 60 most amazing people ever. So, on the day that we went out to Pakistan, we talked about this already once, the 1st of September. Noah, that makes a lot of noise. Just, it picks up everything. Just don't do it. Don't eat those. I paid for them.
Last he's, one.
Oh, bastard. He's eating my Altoids.
Yeah, Noah, what the
you
hell?
You ate one, too.
I'm not eating one.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
I just saw you shake your head at him.
Why are you putting this under my armpit?
Stop it, all of you. Oh, hey, there's a little bit more.
You have dust.
Dust.
Altoid dust.
I'll snip it.
I hate when that happens.
I'll huff my Altoid dust.
What's this? The Altoid, and then they're like, oh.
Less framboises.
No, nothing. It's frame hangers.
Right. Okay. David's voice is beautiful.
So, anyways, Jesus. Anyways, where was it going?
We were talking.
I know this is not such a great show. We're all kind of out of it today, so.
I think we should give a shout out.
Shout out to who?
Happy 20th anniversary.
Happy 20th anniversary to Eric and Eileen. They won't be listening though.
Who the hell are Eric and Eileen?
There, we went to a party there last night. We showed them the podcast, and they were very excited. Did you shine your bracelet?
No.
That's shiny today.
That's because light's falling
it's
on
fat.
It.
It's fat.
P H A T. Pretty hot and tempting.
What?
That's what fat is.
No, it's
itch.
Not.
Yeah, it is.
That's a ghetto saying.
I know, pretty hot and tempting.
By pretty hot, do you mean pretty comma hot or pretty as an adjective for hot?
You should get people to send in some music.
I don't know.
Email you some music.
So basically, pretty as a noun or pretty as an adjective?
All of them.
If somebody emails music, we'll play it on the show.
Pretty is a verb. That's our invented. No, it's a pronoun.
If somebody...
Pronoun?
Yeah.
How the hell would you use pretty as a pronoun? You see pretty?
Oh, so
pretty.
Pretty
asked me today. Oh, look at...
Hey, pretty.
Yeah, it works.
Look at pretty.
It's a pronoun.
You can't say hey pretty. You're
hey,
not going to say hey.
Hey pretty.
He, or
hey pretty. Pretty
hey.
City baby.
So pretty was telling me.
But that could be your name.
So. Yeah, that's what a pronoun is. It could be their name, but it isn't.
What? Oh, God.
Learn your English, man.
Seriously, all you know is Indian.
Indian?
Indian.
Indian. Okay, so we were just talking about a song that can be found online at...
Is it Podsith?
You have to wait while he searches for it.
Is it Podsith?
Just search for it again on Google
it's
and I'll click on the same link I clicked on last time.
Podcastsong.com. No,
it's not podcastsong.com.
It's that podcast song, right?
Go to Podsafe Network. Click on Podsafe Network or whatever it is. Go up. Seeing as this is alphabetically and you're in the S's and the T's, I wonder where you'd have to go.
Where?
Click on Podsafe Music Network.
Podsafe Music Network.
No, that's not it. Look, search for it again, and I'll find it, because I know what link I clicked on.
Podsong.com?
Maybe.
Oh,
no,
totally
go,
bombing.
Go to Google, and search for it again.
You're trying to imitate Donna Drew, you're like... Did that, Mike? Are you near the most...
No imitating Donna Drew on the show.
I wasn't doing
no
that.
No imitating any podcast on the show. I hate it when that
I
happens.
I was just doing it because we were bombing.
That podcast song. That,
it's horrible bombing.
Yeah, click on that.
Okay, so
yeah, that's it. And then it's just search for
audio,
it on Yahoo.
Audi
and it'll be the first link.
Let's play it for him. Let's make it so we can
audiopium
dot
type.
They don't
want to
do that. TV.
/thepodcast
just search
/ song _ on _ a _ podcast.
Just search for it on Yahoo. Okay, search
yeah,
that
so
podcast song on Yahoo.
Or just go to go to the PKJ show. Or no, Single Serving of Coke. They played it on the Single Serving of Coke. And anyway, the whole point that I want to talk about is it's a good song.
It's
talks
okay.
about podcasting. No, it's a good song. It's like
okay.
the best song about podcasting I've ever heard.
Why is the only song about podcasting you've ever heard?
No, I wrote a song about podcasting.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You haven't heard it?
You did?
Go.
I don't want to listen to
podcasting,
it.
Podcasting, podcasting, fun to do. I like to lick the bottom of my shoe. Sometimes it's nasty, but sometimes it tastes good. Hopefully I'll step in a piece of chocolate.
What? That was awful. So, everybody.
And not a piece of poo.
You can decide for yourself which song you prefer.
But it's okay, I know you prefer mine.
Oh, so we sent out the other two postcards.
God,
so
life about postcards.
And someone else.
It's something new.
Oh, there's nothing new. I think we need to end today's show. You said, oh, no, now I remember. Okay, sorry, everyone. This show sucked up till now. It's now going to become incredibly awesome. Remember we
oh,
talked
yeah.
about this?
That's it. Yeah, I said, okay, I
want
to talk
about
this because I found this. Okay, so I was looking through our...
Wait, just a sec. Anyone who gets Yahoo, who has a Yahoo mail account will understand this because I get these all the time. Once every couple
of
days.
This is a Gmail.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
As you explained.
So, on our... Well, what's the word? A conglomerate email account. That's a stupid word.
Show account. How
but
about that?
No, shut up.
TheJewAndHindu@gmail.com. Please feel free to email us.
Yeah, plug it at the start. Anyway, so I was checking our mail.
Oh, and vote at podcast.com.
Oh, God. And I saw...
Because you haven't been. Someone who's...
Can I finish?
Who I don't know who it was, but their email just showed up. Thanks for voting. But,
Can I finish?
A couple people have voted, but some more people still
Can
need
I finish?
To. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank
Three
you.
Of them have been like all you.
Okay,
yeah.
So I was checking our mail, and like for the past, I don't know, 2 weeks or so, I saw an unread mail in spam. And so I decided to check it out and see what it was. And I just love it because it's so incredibly funny. I mean, if you're sending it to a Jew and a Hindu, all right? And this is the email. From Hajia Mariam, so we already know it's some sort of Muslim, Middle East Asian sort of thing.
He's probably related to you.
Dear beloved, due to the sudden death of my husband, General Abacha, the former head of state of Nigeria...
It's spelled A-B-A-C-H-A.
Yeah.
I got you, Abacha.
I have been thrown into a state of hopelessness by the present administration. I have lost confidence with anybody within my country. I got your contacts through personal research. So apparently she's discovered a podcast.
Wait, you haven't read these before, have you? You do know this is total just bullshit.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm saying how incredibly amusing it is. Okay. So, she's apparently researched the Jew and Hindu as a podcast and found her email to contact us. Anyway, to move on, and had to reach you through this medium. She's in Nigeria. I don't know what other medium she tried to reach us by. I will give you more details when you reply. A bit of suspense there. Yeah. Bit of cliffhanger.
Just makes you want to reply so badly.
Due to security network placed on my daily affairs, I can't visit the embassy, so that is why I've contacted you. Yes, two high schoolers living in America will be able to help a woman in Nigeria whose husband has died. And my husband deposited $12.6 million. And the great thing is, she has a dollar sign, she has 12.6 million, and then she writes dollars again. I'm amused by that.
I'm glad people would do that.
No, it's stupid in my opinion. But it is to me, okay? There with the security firm abroad, whose name is withheld for now till we communicate. Oh my god! Another cliffhanger?
Wait.
I will be happy if you can receive these funds for safekeeping.
Receive this funds.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. For safekeeping, and I assure you a very good percent of this fund. What?
I assure you a very good percent of this fund. I will instruct my son to contact you, so please feel free to communicate with my son.
So just in case you don't want to communicate with her, there's her son, and she's awaiting our urgent response. Note. Please, I would want you to reply to me via my private email.
Which we'll give out to you guys.
Yeah. hmuriam2004@excite.com. And also send me your contact telephone number so that my son Mustafa can call and discuss with you regarding
Mustafa.
This transaction.
No.
So that you can ask Mustafa. Any question Mustafa. That you feel like asking regarding this transaction.
Austin Powers, Mustafa.
No, Lion King.
No, that's Mufasa.
That's Mufasa.
No, Mustafa. His brother's name is Mustafa.
His brother's name is Scar.
Yeah. No.
It should be Mustafa. They are
Mustafa
twins.
Is the guy who is Will Ferrell in Austin Powers movies. Mustafa, he's got that little...
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He's dude. An assassin.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You're whack.
I'm very badly burned.
Yeah. No, it was funniest in the when he fell in the
the fire pit.
I'm still alive.
So anyways.
Anyway, yeah. So you can see how incredibly amusing that was to me.
Let's see.
And
I have one.
Immediately emailed the Jew saying we should talk about that.
I think I should have at least one. I don't have one.
Hey, what other emails did you get from me? Maybe there's something to talk about in there.
Oh, here, look at this. Here's one.
Okay.
This is Mr. Stan Ifyab
Abonime.
Yeah.
Also from Nigeria, apparently.
Yeah, everyone.
Maybe Mrs. Abacha and Mr. Aboni may know each other.
If you have Aboni.
And okay.
Okay, so let me.
This
read.
Is
this
a map. Sorry, I just want to make this one comment right now.
Yeah, okay.
It starts off with "Hello, my dear." This is a man emailing a boy.
Hello, my dear. I'm Mr. Stan Ifyab Abonime, the son of HRH King Solomon Abonime.
Wait, hold
king
on, I know
of
that guy.
Agoni Kingdom.
Seriously.
I'm 34 years old, the only surviving son of my mother. My father was a king of Agoni Kingdom, the
just
highest
oil
producing area in the Yankees we didn't hear before. Just one sentence earlier. The highest oil producing area in Nigeria. He was in charge of
reviving...
Basically, the same thing. I have a lot of money. Give me all your contact information, and you can have some.
Hey, Mrs. Abachi wants to give us more money. She wants to give us $10.6 million.
How much does this guy want to give?
$3 million.
Where?
Second paragraph.
He said he'll give us a percentage. She said a percentage. A good percentage.
No, she said she'd hold... Oh,
before
his dad,
he called me and told me that he deposited a sum of $3 million United States dollars with security finance, their own security finance companies, for safekeeping. He advised me not to tell anyone except my mother. But I'm telling you, because you're a close personal friend. He didn't say that, but that's I know that's what he means. Who is the last... Okay,
well, that's
so,
what he said.
Due to the love of my father... Anyways, back to the funds. Okay, now I am soliciting for your help in receiving this box that contains this fund. So I need your contact information so I can send you a box full of $3 million.
Oh, please reply with your 1, private telephone number, 2, your address, 3, your nationality.
Tell me more about yourself and what you do for a living.
We should reply to this.
We should.
Write something but not really stupid. Email. No, but like, no. Make up one. Just have a temporary, like, Lycos one or something.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, we should. So what else do I have in the trash? I might have another
one. No, you should let listeners write in for the email.
Yeah, that's the only way.
They can write the email.
Yeah, if anyone wants to send an email, send
it to me and I'll send it to him. Email about what we should say.
Yeah. So, thought you guys would appreciate that. Anything else?
I had actually a little to talk about that I was letting you... Dude! What the hell? Jeez! Oh, God.
Our listeners are turning this off. They are not entertained.
That's just wrong.
Fake.
It's still wrong.
It was the good show's part.
Fake.
Oh, God.
You're ruining our good name.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, listeners, I apologize. Should I end this now?
Yes.
Yeah. Because then it would be like, bleep, and then we're like, oh, my God, it's rancid.
Okay. In case he didn't, in case he does edit out, we're talking about the mini Jew farting.
No, the mini Jew didn't fart.
The mini
stop
Jew,
kicking
Jew fart
my stuff.
Three times in a row.
Okay, so.
Oh yeah. In terms of schoolwork, I'm finally on my last book, which I have to read, which is Hardball by Chris Matthews for AP Government.
Woo!
And when I was asking the Jew earlier about the book he chose, which one is it? Out of order.
Out of Order.
Yeah. By Thomas Patterson.
It's so boring.
Anyway, according to him, it's incredibly boring. And if you listen to episode 18, I think it was, Beanpole says it took him an hour and a half to read each chapter.
Oh, I couldn't even do it that fast.
But I'm
My
reading...
My mom read it to me for like 2 hours.
Oh, God.
And we got like 20 pages read. It's so boring.
But I'm reading Hardball by Chris Matthews, and it's incredibly interesting. It really is. A very, very good book. It's basically a how-to on politics in D.C. That's what it is. It, like, talks about all the major political coups, what to do, what not to do. I mean, the chapter titles basically tell you in a concise statement.
All politics is local. All politics is local?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Is local?
Yes.
Who wrote this crap?
Dude, it makes
all
sense.
All politics is local.
We're not... Politics... We're not talking about that in terms
all
of...
All politics
what's
are
the,
local.
What's a singular of politics, the Jew? What's a singular of politics?
All political
is it
things.
Politic? No, shut up. It makes sense. And it's a quote, by the way.
Politics
It's
are
a
local.
Quote.
All politics...
It's a quote. You notice the quote
some
marks?
Idiot. Yes, some idiot.
Let's see
like
who it's
Bush.
From.
Probably Bush. All politics is local, y'all.
Bush doesn't know what politics means.
He thinks it's probably a type of bug.
Oh, it doesn't tell me who it's by. That's incredibly annoying.
Probably by this guy.
No, it's not by Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill?
Oh, yeah, he was the Speaker of the House.
So anyways, someone died.
Anyway,
we gotta remember that for school.
What the hell? What?
The Chief Justice died. Are you totally out of
Oh, the, that was a long time ago.
Not that long ago.
Well, it was
like
fairly long
ago.
The Chief Justice?
Okay. The other one...
Who's
one
the new
left,
one?
One left.
Who's
and
the
they,
new
and
Chief
right
Justice?
Right now they're doing trials for someone.
Yeah, what's his name? Robertson or something.
One,
yeah, I know
I
they haven't appointed
Rogers.
New one yet. I do have CNN.com as my homepage.
Oh, well then. You must know everything.
Obviously. Let's go and see what the story's about, since we have a little time.
No, we don't. We don't. I
yeah, we
kind
do.
Of wanted to make a short show, so it doesn't take up a lot of space, and I can post it right now.
But I didn't talk for any of the earlier one.
What are you doing?
Now what?
It's
That's,
making
yeah.
a lot of noise. Please stop.
Let's see. Politics.
Please stop.
Okay, here we go. Bush nominates John Roberts as Chief Justice.
Oh, wait. What was this? I didn't know he nominated him.
Rehnquist's funeral is on Wednesday.
I'm going.
But
I don't know about you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
No, I'm going to the funeral.
Oh, okay. Bye. Wait, I'm confused. There's two justices. One left, one died, right?
Yeah.
Well, they kind of both left, but one left is Earth. One left is Earth, the other one left just the
Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court.
Yeah.
He had left the building. They both left the building.
Oh, gods.
Permanently. Okay, so, anyways, he nominated Chief Justice...
Colin Powell.
No.
Ah!
Roberts was named to succeed O'Connor.
Wait, stop. Wait, who's O'Connor? Wait, did she die?
I've heard
no.
of her.
No.
Sandra Day O'Connor?
She's the friendly yeah. one.
I've heard of her.
What did you, what happened to her?
I don't
She's
know.
She's dead.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
She wasn't.
Yes.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Let's find
there
out.
There was a death in the Supreme Court family.
Family.
You know what? I've always pictured in my mind that Sandra Day O'Connor looked like Judge Judy.
I thought she looked like that black guy.
Judge Joe Brown?
Sandra Day O'Connor. Okay, she resigned. She didn't die.
Okay, and which one died?
Rehnquist, the Chief Justice.
On his funeral. Okay.
Yeah, the Chief Justice sense. Died, and Justice Sandra Day O'Connor
no, that one
resigned.
Right. Okay. So,
did
so Johnson...
He's like, it's gonna rain!
Al Roker. Al Roker.
Yeah,
fine.
He's like, it's gonna rain!
He was so, good. He did the Olympics. He's funny.
I don't understand, though. They're saying Bush nominates Robert as Chief Justice,
Robert,
and then he...
Wait, was Robert already a judge, or is he like someone like
that? No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah, he initially named him to succeed O'Connor.
But now he's...
Was
oh,
retiring.
This is the guy whose hearings are coming up.
Yeah.
Or have already started.
Confirmation hearing delayed... Because of the funeral, I'm assuming.
Check this out.
Oh, he's already a judge, I think.
Check
oh, yeah.
No, they have to be judges already.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's a bit
stupid.
You can't
stupid. Nominate, like,
Kashi.
The president. You can't nominate someone who's not a judge to be on the Supreme Court.
I don't know. I
like,
would.
I nominate Prakash.
Yeah. I'd be a great Chief Justice, man.
Prakash.
Beep.
Yes, I know. I've seen one of those before.
No, wait, watch. 360.
Who's Prakash?
I don't know.
Kashi, he means.
Kashi Crunch. That's his last name, Crunch.
Anyway, yeah.
Hi, I'm Kashi.
A couple of other things.
Kashi Crunch!
The show's already gone on for, like, way too long.
No, it hasn't.
It's been going for 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay,
minutes.
I'm nearly done. Anyway, another thing I wanted to talk about was...
I'm nearly done. I'm nearly
you know
done.
What?
Yeah, seriously.
Then did you hush it?
Where was I? Well, I was going to say something which...
What was I going to... Chief Justice.
Anyway.
Sandra Day. Oh, Judy.
Wait,
what's she look like? Sandra Day O'Connor.
She's probably like old and craggy.
And
that's what all.
Is she black or white?
No,
I think she's
Mexican?
White.
Indian.
No, she's not Indian.
Indian.
No, shut
difference.
Up. Whoa, was that her? She didn't look like anything like Judge
oh,
Judy.
Oh man, she's so hot.
Dude, that's disgusting.
She's kind of ancient.
Yeah, focus listening. I don't think I'd be flattered if Mini-2 thinks you're hot because he thinks Sandra Day O'Connor is hot.
Man,
oh,
Judge Judy's,
shot back at Coke,
Judge
right?
Judy should replace him. Her.
I yeah, can't yeah.
Judge Judy or something.
I can't stand Judge Judy. She's so annoying.
Kashi, was that a shot back?
What do you mean shot back?
Oh, you know what? I felt so much better after
you're
hearing that.
Her.
Okay, so anyways, this pod, you guys should go listen to that song that we were talking about. So anyways, I was listening to Coke and that's where I heard about that song. So then they rate the song. And everyone's like, the two guys, Buddy and...
The gay guys.
One of the other ones. I'm not sure they're actually gay.
Are they two guys? I thought there was one woman and... Two
Greg.
Women
and
Buddy one
and
gay guy.
I don't know.
Buddy and Greg.
They're two guys?
I don't know.
There's two guys.
I thought it was two girls and one gay guy.
I
don't
know. No, Buddy, Greg, and...
But it's a good show. I've been listening to a lot of it lately. I just don't know who's on it, really.
It's
but anyways...
The media is really bad.
I felt better
it's
because
really
after they did... They did that show. Everyone gave it like a 5, and then she's like, "I give it a 3 because I don't like the singer's voice."
I give it out of
no,
what?
She gave it a 3.5 in the end.
I don't know. I'd give it a 3.5 out of 10.
Yeah, so I guess you're just as bad as she is.
Better than you.
No,
are.
I like Coke.
Except for their sound, right?
I like. Yeah, one thing that I wish they did is like went back and. Turn down the volume on certain things.
The solo is okay,
every,
actually.
Every
the solo
now and then,
isn't that bad.
You'll, like, have to turn down your headphones, but it's okay.
Who, what, Coke?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's
I
not so bad that I
stopped song.
Listening, that's for sure. I have, like...
Stop
seven,
sucking up.
8 episodes?
Yeah.
He has
not
a point.
Oh my god, I love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so amazing. Don and Drew, yeah. PK and J show, yeah.
Yeah.
Single serving of Coke, woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
What can I say? I like those other podcasts.
He's a butt kisser.
Brown noser.
Yeah, because you stick your nose so far up their butt.
What the hell? Dude, that's just wrong.
Because he's a butt kisser.
Oh, man.
kisses butt.
My nose not be the brown part. You like my mouth.
Dude!
That
was wrong, man! What
are you talking about?
He was the one talking about it. You didn't have to respond to him.
Ew.
Oh.
That was nasty.
So wrong.
Oh, I'm glad you guys all enjoyed that.
I think we should end on this extreme low. Extreme, I'm disgusting low. Okay. Anyway, email us. TheJewAndHindu@gmail.com.
The mini Jew.
Oh, let's talk about Harlan Kumar go to White Castle since we have like 6 minutes before.
No, we don't have to make every show. I like to have them ending.
Yeah, no, but since I remember.
Fine.
Since I remember.
We talked about it last time.
No, we
did. Not that much.
Yeah, we did. Harlan Kumar go to Washington.
Remember?
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it that much, and I've watched it 4 times since then. Because I find it incredibly funny. Every time I watch it, I find something funny, which I didn't find before.
The guy who had all those things on his face.
Whoa,
was upset.
I just had deja vu.
Dude, he's so fun. His thing starts oozing.
He's the guy
so
from
cool.
Scary Movie, right?
I don't know.
But
yeah,
like
probably.
Hot, right?
Yeah. Oh, I saw Scary Movie and Scary Movie 2
is.
Last night. Mainly because I was watching Scary Movie 2, and
he's
then my
the guy
dad
from Scary Movie 2.
Yeah. And my dad took
the little hand.
Yeah. And my dad took the remote, so I didn't see the end, so I downloaded it, bought with real money Scary Movie 2. And while I was buying, I thought I'd buy Scary Movie 1, because I've seen Scary Movie 3. But I bought that as well. I have so much real money.
Did you
buy
some
you send me real money versions of
yeah,
them?
I'll bring it. I'll bring it along.
Did you buy the
I also got some more I bought some more Aqua Teen episodes, which you might like, because they're really good. What were you saying?
Okay. I'm the show.
Yeah. Email us,
JewAndHindu@gmail.com.
Check out our site,
doc2000.tripod.com. And the mini Jew at gmail.com.
Call our comment lines.
Jew at
1-206-666-DAK2.
That's 3252.
1-206-98-H&J. 1-206-202-PRAK. And if you have a mobile, it's free, so don't hesitate to call.
Use your mobile.
And put a 1 in front, by the way, because...
long distance.
Dude! Stop it!
We had Mexican food last time.
I don't care if you had farting food last night.
Okay.
There are tons of beans everywhere.
There's beans everywhere.
Seriously, think how many there would be if they brought
food. Okay, come on. End the show. The show's over.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Oh, and listen to Europa by Carlos Santana. It's a fantastic song.
And Hooch is Crazy.
Okay.
Hooch is
Show's
crazy.
Over. Churches
is
led
crazy.
A duck.
Crazy
Swap.